Good morning to Jason Cans from his home in Eau Claire. Good morning, friend.
Good morning. Glad to hear your voice. Sorry, yeah. Your headphones are not working.
Yeah, well, I'm just trying to figure out. Let's see, you can turn up the headphone. Maybe it just needs to be turned up. I don't know. All right, well, I keep thinking to go to sleep, and maybe I'll wake up, and it'll be better in the morning. The world is just crazy, crazy. It's just wild and woolly, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I'm grateful that the sun keeps rising.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that that's an important thing for us to remember, is that even with all the darkness, the world keeps spinning.
Yeah.
So
that's the thing. My head gets spinning, though, sometimes. It's just crazy.
Yeah.
Well, here, you had Micah 6:8, very famous verse, what does the Lord require of you? And but to act justly, to love mercy, and walk humbly with your God. So there's a 3-point sermon just waiting to be preached.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm reading from ESV, and mine says, "Do justice, love kindness, and walk humbly with your God." And I think both of those, either mercy or kindness, there are important for us. I remember several years ago struggling with wanting to be an advocate for truth and also wanting to be loving. And I talked to a guy we both know, Doug Markowski, and he pointed me to this verse, and I've come back to it several times. You know, I think in the world we're living in, trying to keep this, as you pointed out earlier, this 3-point sermon in mind is really important. You know, it starts with doing justice. What does that look like in our world? And I think that's something all of us have to grapple with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the second one is loving mercy or loving kindness. What is the manner in which we engage with people? What is the approach to other people, and particularly those who disagree with us? You know, it's real easy to go out on social media and find examples of unkindness or a lack of mercy. But as Christ followers, we're called to live differently than that. And it's going to look like light in darkness if we continue to do that. And then I think for me, walking humbly, right? Walking humbly with God is this willingness to listen, a willingness to acknowledge that maybe we don't have all of the answers.
Yeah, all of those for sure are great admonitions to keep in mind as we live our lives in these days, for sure, and these confusing times. In terms of the act justly, I don't know, thinking about justice, I posted something on my personal Facebook page last night. I saw it. Phil Vischer, we know him from VeggieTales. Have you seen this? He put a 17-minute video together, so a minute shorter than the typical TED Talk. And here's what he says in the intro. He says, "We need to talk about race. Why are people angry? Why so upset? Didn't we elect a black president? Pass civil rights laws? Isn't racism illegal now?" Vischer says, 3 years ago, my brother Rob and I co-taught a class that discussed issues of racial injustice. That class turned into a popular podcast episode, which we've now turned into this video. Why are people still angry? Let's take a look at race in America. It is one packed video. In fact, even Dixie comments on it this morning. Let me share. She says, "So much information packed in this video, information that makes me shake my head, makes me sad, and makes me want change. Society created these problems. We're part of society and need to be part of the solution. Justice. It begins with understanding the issues and causes." So some thoughts along the justice lines.
Well, just that last line that you read there, and you said that was from Dixie, correct?
Mm-hmm, right.
Needing to understand, my goodness, that's where, for me, that walking humbly piece fits in. A desire to listen.
Very good. Well, good to listen to you. Thank you for being at the other end of the phone this morning, and let's do it again tomorrow.
Sounds good. I'll talk to you then.
All right. Our buddy Jason Cans from jasoncans.com. Hillary, welcome back.
Thank you, Mark. It's good to be back.
Yeah, good to have you here.
Yeah. It's been a couple of days, so I was out of town. My dad had a knee replacement on Monday over in Wausau. I was listening to you guys because, you know, we have our translator over there. So, wonderful care at Aspirus Hospital. And it was a little weird because I don't know. I used to work there. So, you know, that's a little different. I worked in the emergency department there right out of nursing school and did clinicals on all of those units in nursing school. And so that was kind of cool. But, yeah, dad's doing well. Already been up with him this morning and getting him moving and going and medicated and iced. And
so last time he had the partial knee replacement, this time it's the full enchilada.
The partial that he had 2 years ago failed, like the parts failed. And interestingly enough, they sent the parts home with us. So we have gotten to see up close and personal how those pieces failed, which my children were enthralled with.
There you go, boy.
So that's a good time when Grandpa pulls out his old knee to show you.
The learning, yes. It never stops in the Roth household. All the time.
Only us. Oh, gracious.
So, well, welcome back. Good to have you.
Thank you.
Like I said, Kat Jacoby, a fine backup quarterback, but it's good to
get
our starter back in the game. So
yeah.
Good to have you here.
Good.
Three special events today. They call it Garbage Man Day. I thought we changed that to Sanitation Engineer.
Oh, could be. Yeah. You know what? I got to say, my my mother-in-law and father-in-law, they have a little cooler that they put candy in and a soda or two every single week and put it on top of their garbage can for their garbage man.
Wow.
They appreciate their garbage man every single day.
That's a good idea. I've never thought of doing that.
They're kind and caring people like that. It's also Apple Strudel Day.
Mm, that sounds delicious.
That sounds delicious.
Well, it is Cherry Tart Day as well.
So also delicious.
Enjoy.
Yeah.
All right. Wow. I'm seeing the number for the day.
Oh.
110 bridesmaids, the most bridesmaids at a wedding. The record was set 5 years ago by a bride from Ohio. 110
brides. I didn't have any. I eloped.
I mean, I've heard, you know, five is quite a bit. We had five, actually.
Right.
Maybe six, seven, but 110.
I don't even know that many people that I would want to be at my wedding.
Oh, man. That is.
Wow. It's like every woman you've ever met in your life. Be in my wedding. Interesting.
Yeah, there you go.
Kay.
Hillary, we'll see you in a few minutes.
Thank you.
Thanks.
So I was gone the last couple of days. My dad had surgery and, you know, I was allowed to go into the hospital to, you know, be with him and see him and all of that. But they have some pretty strict guidelines at the hospital he was at. And, you know, you have to wear a mask at all times, which is not surprising. Okay. But they're even like, you are not allowed to eat or drink inside the building as a visitor. Because you cannot take your mask off to do that. You must wear a mask. So, okay, fine. So I went out and grabbed lunch the one day. And it was dinner, actually. It was delicious. I ended up getting an appetizer for dinner. Bacon-wrapped steak bites in gorgonzola cheese sauce.
Wow.
So
where
good.
Did you find that?
2510. There's a restaurant over there called 2510 that I love. They also have the best, like, French onion soup that you'd ever have. So I had French onion soup.
Sounds good.
And gorgonzola cheese-drenched steak
bites. Did you bring back a couple of those for Caleb?
I ate them all.
Yeah, they're gone.
Where's the doggy bag?
And I even asked for a dinner roll just to eat the gorgonzola cheese sauce because it was so delicious.
Right on.
I didn't want to waste a bite. So anyways, but I get back. I'm in the parking lot, I'm in the vehicle, I put my mask on. Whew, okay, gorgonzola cheese breath. That's something that's exciting that you really, when you're wearing a mask, you really smell your own breath. Like, so,
wafts right back through.
And I had my dad's vehicle. I always have gum in my car, but I had my dad's vehicle. So there's no gum, there's no mints. I'm digging through my purse, no mints, no nothing. But I am not.
My kingdom
deal.
For an icebreaker.
Yeah.
I can't stand myself.
And I know. It was awful. So, but the only thing I found in my purse was like a Hall's cough drop from like,
those
you know, winter.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, that's going to be better than gorgonzola cheese French onion soup breath.
At least
you thought. So I pop this thing and I get out of my car and I'm walking in and I start to breathe. Okay.
Is this another one of those situations?
Menthol vapors.
Yes.
Exhaled straight into my eyes.
Wow.
Like coming up through the top of my mask. You know how your glasses fog?
Oh, yeah.
That was happening to my eyeballs with menthol. I was like, oh, my goodness. My eyes were watering. I didn't know what to do. I looked awful. I'm sure I looked like I was having some kind of a weird anaphylactic reaction or something. It was a challenge.
You've coughed and cleared aisles at the grocery store before at Woodman's.
Yeah, right.
Were you able to successfully...
I like just... I was like, I can't. I just chewed the thing and ate it because I was like, I'm not doing this for the next 10 to 15 minutes sucking on a cough drop. So
those are strong. Those halls are strong.
They're so strong. So word to the wise, my friends, learn from me. Mm. Do not suck on menthol cough drops when you're wearing a mask. It is a bad idea. And when you put glasses in there, too, and the air catches between the glasses and the,
Or maybe you go back further and don't have that cheese either.
I would have the Gorgonzola stuff all over again. Yeah, totally. Right. It was worth it.
In just days, it's 45 years since this movie came out, and people were afraid to go in the water. But maybe it's not a shark we need to be concerned about. Maybe in your own house, if you're a sandal wearer and you're in our house, maybe it's an Aussie Shepherd dog.
Oh,
yes,
no.
Maybe it is, because Athena has suddenly found an enjoyment of sandal chewing.
Oh, well, you know, sandals...
I'm not one pair.
Oh, no.
I'm not two pairs, LeBron.
Oh, no.
Three pairs of sandals.
Oh,
are these all made of the same sort of leather? Or
three different people.
Oh, no.
Mark Halverson, Peggy Halverson, Grace Halverson.
Oh, it's a bad dog.
She's a wonderful, fluffy dog, and she's so enjoyable. But I don't know. Something can come over one, apparently. I don't know. We're trying to figure out, like, all of a sudden, there is a sandal.
Is it a texture thing? Because sandals can be that other texture.
Yeah, here's mine.
Show us.
This is what went for me.
The back, strap.
That's what went. Right. And thanks to my friend Brian Christensen, who is a listener. He had pointed out it had been this way.
Okay,
he's like, what if you take it out and I put it from on top and use gravity? Yeah, that's been working,
like,
but more and more.
Kind of thing,
but you don't have
issue.
The ankle support now.
Right.
Yeah,
more and more it's popping out. And so. And you love your sandals.
When you
and
get
you
used
love
to
your
them.
Dog.
Yeah, and you love your dog.
Yeah, that too.
So.
You know, I wonder, because if it's a texture thing, like we have one of our cats, it's a texture thing. He loves, I've never had a cat that chews on things, but Mr. Figs loves anything kind of spongy, and like even marshmallows. We have to keep marshmallows way up in our pantry because he will open, it's like a full door to the floor. He will open that door if you have marshmallows down low, and he will chew up the bag of marshmallows.
Really?
Yes.
Huh.
He's a chewer.
What about the rest of the s'more fixings?
No, just the marshmallows.
Keep the chocolate away.
And like, you know, the pipe wrap, that foamy pipe wrap? Yeah, if there's a boxes stacked or whatever in the basement, he'll chew that stuff off too. Mm-hmm. So I wonder if it's
texture.
I
just think, you know, sometimes you've got this mystery, like, where is this particular, you know, somebody in the dark side?
And yeah.
My dog just chews his $50 to $75 bark collar, so we have to continue purchasing
them. Yay. Yeah. We love our animals.
Yeah, right, we do. There's different challenges of life.
Chew your food. Chew your bones. We spend enough on those.
Yeah. So, WWIB, and one of the stories this morning that we haven't talked about is, here's the headline from the AP, top three counties responding to census are in Wisconsin.
Yes.
Yeah, now they're not in western Wisconsin.
Oh.
But just hang in there. They're in the south.
Jinx, buy me a coat.
Eastern part of the state. They're actually known as the Wow Counties. They're actually big states for Republicans in terms of, you know, Milwaukee and Madison are huge bastions for the left, for Democrats. Well, Waukesha, Ozaukee, and Washington counties are known as the Wow Counties. Anyhow,
good job, guys.
Ozaukee's number one in terms of responding to the census, 81.6%. Washington, 81.4%. Waukesha, 81.2%. If you take the overall state response, Minnesota's number one at almost 71%. Wisconsin second at 68.4%. But this got me thinking, like, what is it about Minnesota and Wisconsin? It seems like this particular stat, we lead the way. Like, it's a conscientious thing, right?
Well, they talk about Minnesota nice. I don't know what the term is for Wisconsinites, but...
Right, and then I think about some other things, like a lot of times SAT scores, Wisconsin, Minnesota, or Wisconsin and Iowa are real good. And finally, voting. Like, when you talk about the percentage of eligible voters who actually go to the polls, Minnesota's usually number one, Wisconsin's usually number two. So what's with that?
We're just that
responsible
awesome.
Citizens?
Well, okay.
Yeah, I don't know. It's interesting because, you know, you hear about, you know, Southern hospitality.
Yeah, right.
But there's that Southern, it's different than hospitality.
I thought you were going to say Southern irresponsibility.
But it's different because, you know, in the South, like you can, insult anyone and with the bless your heart.
And then you can say whatever you want.
And, sure. And, yeah. And so I just find us more warm and inviting and helpful up here.
But what about the East? I mean, you went to school in Ohio.
Yeah.
What about the East Coast?
Well, so it was kind of a melting pot again, my school, with the folks from all over. But East Coast, I mean, they tend to be maybe a little more brash or forthright, perhaps. You know, also in New Jersey, apparently you don't pump your own gas. So that way, we had a friend, Nicole, and like, it was like, oh, can you gas up the car? And she's like, I don't know how.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
we take that for granted. But it is. There's a responsibility. I mean, this is a big deal, getting the census taken care of. They're going to have workers to follow up on that. But so many, and Minnesota and Wisconsin leading the way.
Right.
One, doing the right thing just because it's the right thing.
Yeah.
Like, virtue is its own reward. And I'm not trying to, like, you know, tout us all. But again, sometimes.
I think we're awesome.
As a kid, you know, you do chores or whatever. And early on, when I would ask to be paid for those chores,
yeah,
it's like, well, you know what? You get to eat here, and you're part of the family, so this is what you do. So,
sure.
You know, just some of those.
Right.
Yeah.
Bed to sleep
a good
in.
Moral compass.
There you go.
Right.
Yeah.
No. Sonia, way to go, like Wisconsin.
Yes, we are winning.
And even Minnesota.
We'll allow that.
Yes.
This is the thing, talking about how nice we are. Now I can't say anything about Minnesota, though I want to.
It's all in good fun.
We have warned you all before about the dangers, public officials, of letting the internet name things.
Giving people power sometimes can be a frightening thing.
With great power comes great responsibility and also great humor. Bodie McBoatface, anyone? Remember that?
I remember that well.
Well, the coast of Oregon has a brand new park. The new park was named by the internet.
Uh-huh.
Again, town officials asked the public for name suggestions and held a public vote. The people have spoken. It will now be dubbed forever Exploding Whale Memorial Park.
Oh, no.
This is in Florence, Oregon, and this is named after a real event in November of 1970, evidently.
Uh-huh.
Again, if you...
I was not alive at that time, but this was a day that lives in infamy for so many, and it is a story that I know well.
If you're eating oatmeal or grits or anything right now, just shove it aside. So the new park is named after the state's decision to blow up a whale that had washed ashore near Florence in November of 1970. It was a 45-foot, 8-ton whale. And again, okay, so this is a public health thing, right?
Yes.
It's like, what do we do? There's 8 tons of deceased animal on our
carcass.
Public beach. What do we do? This was 50 years ago. What they decided to do is...
Let's blow it up.
Let's blow it up. I feel I somehow feel like there were more men on the city council or whatever making that decision.
Let's just blow it up.
In November of 1970, TV station KATU's Paul Lindman was at the scene reporting. This sounds like a WKRP thing.
It is.
He was recording when the whale was exploded.
Was blown up.
The camera stopped rolling immediately after the blast, but Mr. Lindman recalls making his way out of the area as, again, pushed the oatmeal aside. Huge chunks of blubber fell everywhere.
Uh-huh.
A parked car over a quarter mile away was damaged by one chunk.
Yes.
No one was hurt as badly as the car.
It was disastrous.
Everyone had
more cleanup to deal with afterwards than before.
It's one of those things where the solution is worse than the problem. The government's pretty good at that. Exploding Whale Memorial Park, may it never be forgotten.
Oh.
That's going to be on my bucket list, I guess, if I ever make a trip out to the West Coast again.
After 50 years, it smells much better. So
indeed. Probably took that long. 49 and a half or so.
At least they've got that going for them.
Which is nice.
Let's blow this popsicle stand, boys.
Kaboom.
Yes, Rico.
Kaboom.
103.7 WWIB.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn Radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.